The 2005 Pulitzer Prizes were announced yesterday in New York, and among the winners is Nigel Jaquis. He's a reporter for Willamette Week of Portland, Oregon. He won for his investigative report into a former governor's sexual misconduct involving a 14-year-old girl. Nigel Jaquis, good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Could you just summarize, for those who missed it, what you discovered about the relationship between your state's former governor and the victim in this case?
Certainly. 30 years ago, Neil Goldschmidt was the mayor of Portland, Oregon. He was the youngest big city mayor in America, and he was a very, very successful mayor, except that he had a weakness for a 14-year-old girl.
How did you find out about that?
Well, he was later governor, as you noted, and he then left the governor's office in what was the biggest mystery in modern Oregon politics, and was a power broker behind the scenes for 15 years, reemerged last year as chairman of the State Board of Higher Education and the head of a big buyout group buying Oregon's largest utility, and so people started talking once again about why he might have disappeared.
Why he might have left the governorship.
Exactly.
And that was the mystery that you began investigating, and you found this girl who'd been 14 years old at the time at the heart of that.
That's right. She had been a babysitter, and her mother had worked for him when he was mayor of Portland, and there were rumors that he had sexually abused this young woman, and I got a document from a source that led me to her name, and once I got her name, I began to find people who knew her, associates, friends, people who had been involved in her life, and that led me to the story.
The victim herself did not cooperate with you, so how did you confirm that this was true?
Well, the victim and her mother denied that the sexual abuse occurred, and they denied it in part because the victim had received a large financial settlement, $350,000. But she had told the story to many friends in the mid-'80s when Goldschmidt was governor because she was very unhappy, and she knew she had been abused. And I found a lot of those people, and I found some documents that helped prove the story.
How do you think that story has changed Oregon?
Well, Oregon is an obscure state far from most places, but it was in the thrall of this man, Neil Goldschmidt. He had been a fabulously successful mayor and governor. He'd done a lot for this state, and he retained a tremendous amount of influence. He was the most influential man in Oregon, and there was no second, third, or fourth. And so when I wrote this story that showed that he was guilty of sexual abuse, without tooting my own horn too much, it's changed the whole power structure in this state.
I'd like to ask also about your career, if I might. I understand you came to journalism through an unusual path. You worked on Wall Street at one time?
I was an oil trader. I got a job right out of college buying and selling cargoes of oil and trading futures and options. I did that for 11 years, and I decided at the age of 34 that that wasn't the career for me. I went to journalism school, wanted to move to the Northwest, came to Portland, and became a reporter, so not exactly a traditional career path.
I suppose this seems like the right career path for you now, doesn't it?
I'm really happy with the decision I've made, and I'm, as you know, as a working journalist, I'm tremendously lucky and fortunate to have been given this award.
Well, Mr. Jaquis, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Nigel Jaquis is a Pulitzer Prize winner and a reporter for Willamette Week in Portland, Oregon. You can find his article and a list of Pulitzer winners at npr.org. This is NPR News.